It's 6:47, and I call the meeting to order. I'm asked to rise to say the Pledge of Allegiance. Flag is right here. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay, I'll take the roll. Bob Lisy.
Here.
Danny Soto.
I am here.
Loretta Sexton.
Here.
Linda Fusco, I am here as well. We have a quorum, and we are good to go. So item one on the agenda is approval of the meeting. Of the minutes from April 4th. Has everyone had a chance to read the minutes?
Yes.
Does anybody have any questions, corrections, changes? If not, can I have a motion to accept as written?
Make that motion.
All right, Danny, I got a second.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We'll move on to additions, deletions, corrections. I have some. Does anybody else have any besides me?
Yeah, I wanted to ask some stuff that items that I spoke with the guys earlier today.
Oh, okay.
Most of it is for maintenance stuff. And okay. Work that needs to get done or also approved.
Okay. So, Danny, I'm going to put you at E under new business.
Okay.
Bernice, I'm going to put you at F. A is the fee accountants, but Mark tells me the fee accountants aren't here. So, okay. If they come, I'll give them a spot. I hope they come. But right now, they're not here. So, again, it would, under new businesses, the changes A would be the fee accountants and their discussion. B would stay as discussion and possible vote on quotes received from contractors for work to be done at Lakeview. C would be discussion and possible vote on Connecticut Green Bank MAP program at three sites. E would be new business regarding the laundry. And F would be Ms. Reagan and her comments. May I have a motion to accept that as changed?
I'll make a motion to accept changes.
Thanks, Bob. Is there a second?
I second.
Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. Motion carries. Thank you. So we'll start with public portion. I will note that we have three people from the portion, from public portion. Do you want to state your name and address this for the record?
I'm Bernice Reagan, 26 Cyber Terrace.
And you wanted to save your comments for later on in the agenda?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Ms. Palmer?
My name?
Your name and your address.
George Palmer, Sam Street.
Okay.
Ed Jason, 9 Cyber.
Okay. So I know you want to hold your comments. Ms. Palmer or Mr. Jasek, is there anything that you would like to speak on tonight?
Yeah.
Okay.
My issues are with the locks on the doors in the community room.
Okay.
And that's mainly it. It's a lot of.
Can you explain what's wrong with that?
Yeah, we're getting a lot of backlash from a lot of the other tenants. You don't have enough time to go. You know, and they won't. I tell them, put a complaint in, and they won't. So they work, you know.
We have
they just say you don't have time. There's a couple of people that work. They don't have the right
so
time.
I don't understand the time. For
time.
8:30 to 6. Also, you want to extend it longer or shorter?
I mean, we used to have it open all the time.
So just refresh my memory. This all happened because there was an issue with somebody breaking in or doing damage.
We also had, it was after we had three catalytic converters stolen. We had a car stolen in Yemen, and then there was a problem with people breaking in.
Well, that's what they said.
They
said they wanted Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
And the Wi-Fi was so that they were able to, because I still say they can listen. Because how can you call the police to make a police report and tell them to come out to our community room because they hear movement? How can you hear movement unless you have a listening device? And that would be Regina's.
You couldn't find it, though.
and we couldn't find it.
Okay. So I know that Cece and Ms. Palmer, you can speak to this. You all have keys to the community room so that it's locked all during the day. And if a resident wants to come in to sit in there or do their laundry, they have a key to get in. Okay.
That's what we had, too.
That's what we had.
And they took them away.
Mm-hmm. All right. Because there was there were problems. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But well,
there
haven't been in
the car. Just one at a time.
Yeah.
Mr. Chase, go ahead.
No, I just we're worried about, like Loretta said, the cars getting.
Yeah, but the cars outside is
but there were people walking around and the problem was that the rule used to be once the person left the community room, the service coordinator, the door would be locked and you have to use the key. Well, then there was people that used it and thought they were beyond above the law and they never locked it. And then you'd come in at like 6 o'clock in the morning to do their laundry and someone would be in there and scare the death out of you.
She's right.
I know I'm right. I wouldn't say it if I wasn't.
Is that a key code or is it?
No,
that
now it's the timer.
They have the
now.
Key.
It's
now
it's the
time.
It's the timer. We just have the key.
And someone got locked in and couldn't get out.
Correct.
Yeah.
We talked about that.
Yeah.
I don't see why they can't come in and go out. They key back everywhere else.
Well, yeah. I mean, you can't leave it open 24/7.
The residents having access to their community.
That's right.
As they please. The other two out of the three could, but they can't.
Right. Right.
I say, I make a motion to.
Were there any other issues at those other places?
Yeah, there were a couple that.
But not.
They
like,
said.
Not
people
severe.
That are not going to be here anymore.
No, they wanted Wi-Fi. That was the bottom line. They wanted Wi-Fi. The other workers. No, tell the truth.
Regina.
Excuse me. Because of the fact that. The other women that worked there, they didn't have Wi-Fi, and they were able to use their computer just as well to do their newsletter. She had to do the drug program, this program, the certificate, and she couldn't do it without her Wi-Fi. So they made up a story, and that's where we came in, and that's why you spent all that money for those locks for nothing. And it's not right because you have people who work. So at one point, I would go out in the morning at 8:30, 8:15, and sit outside so that the person that worked could go into her lunch. So it's ridiculous. But, you know, we need to have longer. Me and my son have to wash my clothes early in the morning, put them on the line. I can't do that.
Now, the maintenance folks don't come in, I think, to make that worth your while to have them do it.
They come in at 8:30, right?
However, we can replace that, use that mechanism somewhere else, maybe one of these utility rooms that I might bring up to later, and use that lock and replace that lock with a new key one and see if we can get keys for the president to come and go.
Yes.
I mean, I could make a motion for that. I'm assuming that was an expensive unit.
Yes, it was very expensive.
If it won't go to waste, I'll make sure the guys are utilized somewhere else. We wanted to change the handles anyway, make it easier to get into compliant, facing that and just having keys.
Okay. Right. And then the second thing would be, so that's fine because, you know, Loretta and I used to go and make sure that the doors were locked at night. But, you know, so there's
a people that what they should do if they don't lock it and we find out who it is, they lose the key. Because I know there's people, you know.
Well, I could find out if we could get one that you unlock it, but when it closes, it remains locked.
That's a good thing. Yes, that's
the inside. You go open it and go out, but
that's a good thing.
That's
what we need.
That arises is having to put a rock. Or something to keep it white.
Or they keep it ajar. That's what happens to this one, too.
They can do that.
But
that'll be in any of those.
Yeah. Right. What do you think about this?
No, I think we should make it consistent.
Yes. And what about
But in the event that there is issues, I think we need to revisit it.
That's fine.
In 60 days or after the summertime.
Well, that's
sense. Because,
so
if there are issues, then we might have to take a look at it.
Now, what about the cameras? of the money that was spent on those cameras, are, do they work?
You know, I complained, and I never got an answer. On December 11th, I was outside, and at 9:01 in the morning, there was a lady going in, taking stuff out of our garbage cans and stuff. I reported, and the same day, 12:45, there was a guy coming in, throwing out garbage and stuff. I complained, and I was told, because I had the exact time, because in the morning, somebody was picking something up for me. In the afternoon, I was ready to go to a basketball game. So I knew the time. Well, I'll check the camera and see. I never, ever got a reply.
I really don't know. I guess we would have to
ask. We don't know, because I keep saying, you know, and then there's other things. There's people that have people staying all night and stuff. And if the camera was working, they could see them going in and out. But nobody,
they're sleeping in the community?
No.
Not in the community.
No, they're staying. They're staying at business.
But
if
they've
nobody,
been there for, they're supposed to be.
Nobody's watching the camera.
Listen. That's what it's.
Why would you report something and it'll start back in the face? So we can't.
Well, if somebody reports it, especially a place and a time.
Nothing happened.
They're supposed to look at.
And she never got back to me.
I have an email that I requested when she told me that Regina said I was harassed. I started laughing. I thought she said somebody had to complain. I started laughing. I thought she was joking. Who did I bother? I asked her on February 14th, please send me the copies of the complaint. You know, just it was a mess.
Yeah.
A mess.
No, but the cameras we did talk about, there was a lot.
Okay, yes. But I told the guy when he was putting them up, you need to have Wi-Fi in each one of those buildings. We could put the camera up there for to work.
Well, but you would have to know that.
There was only one side and one building first because she had that.
So, listen, I can ask about the camera. Dory's mm-hmm. going to be there tomorrow, so I'm going to meet
good
Bob time. Over there. We're going to.
Good
yeah.
luck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I guess we'll make a motion about the. And the
lock.
Community room, exchanging the lock,
mm-hmm.
utilizing that lock, some in one of the maintenance closets or whatever. So we'll make a motion for that first.
Okay, is there a second to the motion? Danny, you made it, right?
Yeah.
Right.
I'll make a second.
Bob, second. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right.
So there's two, right? They're side by side, right? I'll see them tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Mr.
The second was the camera.
Right. And I have here, I'll have to check to see if it's working. Okay. Yeah, we can call the people who do, I think the people who installed it are the technology guys who do our computers.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kevin, I would like to also maybe change any passwords and like almost like do a reset, like I've been saying. Certain people could still see it on their personal phones and so on and so forth. So, if we're having a discussion about camera, I want to see, I'll make a motion about having them check and having them reset. And, you know, this way, people have access to look through their device.
You got who's
calling. So,
that happens everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
You should. That's reset.
Okay. So, you made the motion. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, motion carried. Mr. Jasek, you're all set? Okay. Ms. Palmer, you have things you want to say?
I gave you the letter today.
Right, and I put it in your packet. Well, we got the report. And I have it's not on the agenda, but I'm just gonna say this. They tested one unit in every building, and your building, it wasn't your unit, but your building was within normal limits. So building is have to have work done. Well, that's Lori told me it was built. The number that they have here, you have it in there? Yes.
Can I borrow that for just a minute? I'm sorry. Okay, this is in two sides. So there was a graph, and there was one unit chosen in each building. And in your building, there it has to be over three. And building, you're in the building number one, they were all under three. I think there were only, and I'm so sorry because I wanted this to, I don't know why it doesn't, it didn't come out. It looks like this says housing, Derby Housing Authority seeking a radon mitigation. Okay. The copy that I had, the had the buildings, and I think there's only like four buildings or five buildings that need to be mitigated, but they didn't do the plan. There is a plan there, but we did. So we have to go out to bid. Three entities to bid on the work to do, but it should not be affecting your building at all.
Mm-hmm.
According to what I had,
when I spoke to the guy,
I'm sorry.
You said building one. I don't want
it. Well, you're. It's. Are you in the building where unit six is? Okay. Unit six. Okay, so it was your unit that was tested, but your unit was under three. It was like 1 point something. So they're not worried. Or units that and that all four would have, but it's not going to affect you at all. And nobody's. I don't know.
Were those four?
No.
It was separate.
Right.
I remember the conversation I had with the guy that was doing that. He was whichever one that she stayed. It was no one was in danger. No one needs to evacuate. They didn't have to open the windows. There's no side effects. However, just to prevent anything, it was just on those three units, and wherever it falls, one of them is going to have something dug into the apartment and go out, and it will take care of your four units.
That's right.
Now, if your unit in that building is still in, for all the three, you're not going to touch it. It's going to be named the same. So, I don't know if I get here, so I wouldn't worry about it. I asked him to make sure if all the residents were safe. He said, "Yep, don't have to do anything." That's it.
Right. No.
There's not going to be any. You're not going to get sick. You're not going to get nothing out of this. It doesn't cause anything. Is a more of a, as he explained, it was more of a precautionary.
Right.
Only if it was over. To do it just for, you know, just because it should get done. Well, that's kind of fine that he just said that we've got to put it out with three bids, and then once those three bids come back.
Oh, no, this is the point of all. Thank you.
Reasonable one.
So, it's not going to affect you at all. But what we have to do is we have to go out to bid and see who can work, you know, do the best job for the least amount of money or something that we can afford. So hopefully by the time we come back next month, we'll have some bids. Our procurement policy says we need to have three bids, three different companies who can make an offer to do the work that's required.
I'm kind of confused, Chair. He said we don't have to worry about it.
No.
Not in your building.
Not in your building. No. Any building or any apartment that went above a 3 or a 0.3 needs to get it done. If your building is below 3, even if it was a 2.5, mm-hmm. you're not going to do
right.
it. It has to be a 3 or above.
All right. Anything that you want to say?
smoking.
Right.
I don't know what you can do.
Well, you know, let's just have the open discussion. She, you know that the policy says no smoking in the unit. Steve Nakano had grandfathered people in under the new lease. People are not to be grandfathered in. It's just no. And Ms. Palmer has a lot of smoke coming into her apartment. Obviously, the people on one side or both.
It's number eight.
Are smoking heavily, and it affects her.
She has people in there. I mean, it's not really her. I mean, people come to go there all the time.
So I think last month we had a discussion where she had to submit a letter.
She did.
And now I guess, but we have a Zori that will now
correct
go forward with it. So we need to figure out how to go about.
Well, the smoking is very okay where I am. And when I ended up riding with someone, and they smoked earlier in their van, and my throat started itching, and then a couple of days later, I was sick. So I'm in bed sick. I have my window open up because I need a new floor in my apartment because it's wet. So I keep my window up. But I thought somebody was smoking right outside of my window, and I jumped up and ran outside the bike there. Last night, when I coming in, I smell the smoke. So if someone is smoking outside, I couldn't believe that. And another building, the smoke was all the way. It came
to the
but I didn't know
the whole direction of the wind.
But you're supposed to smoke
outside. And they were smoking on their stairs. And I was coming, just happened to be coming in, and I could smell the smoke on, you know, another building. Mm-hmm. So they're not listening. You know, I mentioned it to them. They said to me, well, this is my second cigarette today. Yeah, I'm going to cigarette you smoke, but I don't want to smell it anytime. Not especially when I'm sleeping, you know.
Right.
No.
No, I tell you what we did in Ansonia. It's a progressive approach.
Mm-hmm.
There's a verbal warning by the you know, our new. So the first is a verbal one with a date to that particular tenant. The second one's in writing. And if there's a third one, there's the notice of termination.
Okay.
Yeah, that's, there's a three-step process.
So they're not going to smoke and during the hours that the there's people working?
The one that's
no.
So what are you going to do? I mean, how are you going to find out? I mean,
they'll have cameras on the phone.
So it's a fair statement if of us tomorrow, she put a letter in. This is obviously the second month, the first month. She verbally told the second month, she gave us a written. So is it fair?
No, the director puts it. Our new hiring make sure she documents the verbal warning after speaking to.
So we don't have one at the moment.
No.
So it, would it, what I'm asking is, would it be fair then to document it, saying, hypothetically, one of us goes knocks on that person's door, and we're made aware. Fortunately, we don't have a manager at the moment, so we're here acting as a manager. So someone comes in, this is a verbal warning about, hey, there's no smoking out here, there, you got somewhere out there.
Mm-hmm.
If it happens again, or we get another complaint, then this will happen.
And it goes in writing.
So would it? So what I'm asking, can one of us tomorrow or early next week do that, or do we have to wait? So we hire that person and have her wait that much more long, that much longer.
It's probably a gray area where you're asking commissioners to begin policing.
Yeah,
right.
Because that's what I'm saying. And a resident is not going to want to take a picture of another resident.
Yep.
You know, we've had some bad experiences when things were told to her and for her to tell Zuri. And then Zuri went to other people and told them, oh, the lady with the gray hair, she went to the window all the time.
She reported me.
You know,
Zuri
reported. Yeah, she reported. So, to the, you know, if you report something, you know, and then the whoever she was, whatever she was, she turns around, tells the resident, oh, the lady with the gray hair, she stays in the window. First thing the lady says to me, is it your friend? I'm like, no, it's not my friend.
You don't need
but,
to
you know, somebody can come along and knock somebody in the head. I mean,
yeah,
you know.
One day I called, they all gave me complaints, and I called all the complaints in.
And
then I was told, from now on, they got to, I told everybody, I reported it, but it's up to you to report, to say it, because that's all you say on my part.
Understood.
So I guess, so what we'll do is we'll table this till next month, wait till the new hire is in, and that'll be one of her first things to start handling. All right, I agree with Bob.
And the resident service coordinator.
Yeah.
Needs to shout that out to everybody. There's a new smoking policy, and here it is.
Yeah,
but you know what? If you don't do
we'll do it.
Yeah.
We need to cover ourselves.
Can we have signage around the perimeter of the like right here? If I go outside, would I see a sign that says no smoking?
No. Honestly, I don't.
But it can only
I understand that. But what if I live here? I invite a friend over. I don't tell that friend. That friend steps outside.
Yeah.
And smokes a cigarette. Oh, wait. And then if we got clear signs throughout the building that says this smoke-free, no smoking, there's now no one can say, I didn't know. I didn't read that part of my sheet.
We did have a person that has a little, she has the apartment, and some guy was over there, and he came outside and he started smoking, and I was, mind you, and I hurried up. Went right to my face, and I told him, you know, we don't have smoking here. He goes, I know you can't smoke inside the apartment, so you can't smoke on the ground 50 feet away from the property. So he was like, oh, no problem.
Smoke,
but people don't realize how that smoke is
really
there.
Yeah.
And
so
that's people.
Can I make a
motion
about maybe getting signage?
We're going to focus on
it.
You could put one in every corner.
It's mainly for visitors.
Yeah. But at least a tenant also is here, a tenant that's been there. Oh, I don't remember my lease. I signed that lease 20 years ago.
Yeah.
But no, it's clearly right on that wall right there. So no smoking.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to take off any excuses. So I'd rather spend $5 on a couple, you know, per sign, whatever it costs.
Yeah.
And just put it up. Up here and there,
put up room where the people smoke.
Smoke-free.
We got three places that they smoke, so we put it up.
I think that's a reasonable beginning.
Yeah.
I make a motion on maybe buying like 20 signs and then distributing it equally to all the three facilities.
Okay.
And have maintenance put it up where it's visibly seen.
Is there a second to that?
I second.
All right. Is there discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
All
right. Opposed? All right, motion carried.
That might help you too.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. So I'm trying to think of
Are you good with public portion, Ms. Palmer? Okay. All right. So I'm closing public portion and we'll go on to old business. Monthly report from Ken Schultz. Is there anybody? I hear that there's, I can hear somebody on the phone, but I don't know who it is. Ken, Maria, anybody from Imagineers on the phone?
Linda, it's me, Maria. I'm here out in Oregon. So I'm sorry for any background noise here.
It's okay. It's how I knew somebody was there, which was helpful to me. Okay, so you all have, we have Maria on the phone. There's the Imagineers report. Maria, is there anything that you want to highlight or anything that specifically you want to talk about?
No, there really isn't anything new from the last time that we reported. You know, we continue to work with getting behind Inspire, the new HQS protocol there for inspections, and the asset and income. We're going to be sitting in through these smaller little groups internally, and then we're going to do like a one pager so that we could present to you and the EDs that, you know, could then share with the board and go over what that means and the recommendations that we have, so that those new protocols will get written into the administrative plan and be ready when it rolls out next year, because everything is effective for January of 2025.
Okay, that's helpful to know.
Yeah.
Any questions for Maria? Maria, anything else?
No. The only thing is that HUD had reached out in regards to the new ED. I don't know where you are in that process, if there's been a new ED.
We did interviews
We're negotiating salary.
Okay.
I don't know where that's going to land. Who specifically from HUD reached out? Because I'd like to speak with them. No one's contacted me.
Yeah, it was Dawn. And then what I told her was I gave her your name.
Okay.
You know, if there was anything that she needed to discuss. So Zuri was still there. Yeah, Dawn Bird.
Okay. Well, Zuri's
last. She didn't have anything specific. She just was asking the question. Somehow it had gotten to her that Zuri was not there. But at the time that she had reached out, Zuri still was with you guys.
Right. Tomorrow's her last day. And Regina's the resident service coordinator, has resigned as well. Her last day was yesterday.
Oh, well. Okay. Well, good luck with your interview process.
Thank you.
We could do to help. Let us know.
Absolutely. You know that I'll reach out to you. Okay. I appreciate that, Maria. Thank you.
Perfect. All righty. Well, thank you. If there's no other questions for me.
Other questions? Thank you so much, Maria. We'll talk to you next
week. Welcome. All right. Perfect. Thank you. Have a great night, guys. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Okay. So the next thing would be Regina's monthly report. Any questions or comments on the report?
No.
Yeah.
Okay. You want? Yeah. I have a problem with the report. It says on-site organized the Lakeview RSC bulletin board. I thought it was the residence bulletin board. All items are still there, not missing or moved around. On-site organized CC RSC bulletin report. Items are still there, not missing or moved around. On-site organized Steiger RSC bulletin board with new brochures, and many were taken down and moved around. Well, first of all, they were taken down. Isn't that what it's for? The residents want to take them?
Mm-hmm.
And moving around, the day they were up, I called Zuri myself because I said, she took over our bulletin boards again. And we had no place to put our stuff that we wanted to do. So I took and put them where they should have been, in the little pocket.
Okay.
But I did it myself, and I called immediately and told her.
I don't see that as a problem.
And I sent you the pictures of the bulletin board. So that's all I have to say, but.
Okay. On that note, I like to say
okay,
that.
Public portion is closed until we get to your session.
Okay.
All right. Commissioners, any other questions, comments on her report? All right. So we'll move on. Now we're going to new business. And item number A under new business would be the fee accounts, but I don't think they're on. Dawn or Kurt, are you guys there? Are you guys there? Okay.
You know, I wonder if they didn't get the...
Discussion and possible vote on quotes regarding contractors for work to be done at Lakeview. So, you know, this has to do with the beams,
yes,
and the wood, and there's been lots of concerns and complaints. Above them all, construction came in at $36,000. ARP welding came in at $43,400.
And is it possible? Did we continue this discussion for next month so I can speak to each individual company and have them itemize and break this down so we have a full knowledge of exactly what they're doing? Because it's a big difference on some of them. We're going from 36 to 42 to 43.4, but some of them are not. I'm not a welder, so I want to know sometimes I'm more of a. I'm a talker, and when they tell me, I understand it better than when I'm reading it. So if we could possibly table this tonight, I'll take the time to call each one, because I did, and I'll put this on record, I did ask our Zuri to keep me posted on this so I could also be able to understand what's going on, so I could, I'm most likely will understand better than she would have. She never told me, and I'm just coming across it now. So,
okay, commissioners.
I'll make a motion to table it for next month.
I second it.
Okay, discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, so motion carries. Danny is going to call the three bidders and question them.
She's not here, so she can't answer anything right now. So.
Right.
I'm talking about Dory.
Yeah, I know.
All right, next item, discussion and possible vote on the Connecticut Green Bank MAP program. Well, that never got into the packet. So I brought them today, but I don't even know where my piece of packet is. No one's really had a chance to review it. It's about solar on all three sites.
See, the thing about, the little bit I know about solar, right, is I don't want to say it will help us and the residents, but the rebates go back to the companies. So you get a UI rebate. And sometimes because you're funding and giving us supposedly the solar, at the end of the year, that $10, $12, $15,000 rebate is going back to them instead of here.
Gotcha.
So then, yes, we're generating enough power, hopefully, to feed some of these our needs. And then sometimes we're able to sell any overage back to them.
Correct.
But that's the only thing you get. Sometimes it's better to buy our own solar, have them installed. This will get the rebates at the end of the year. Mm-hmm. That's the only difference.
Okay.
Yeah, you got to check the roofs.
That's big.
Depending on
the age of the roof, they won't even do it.
And then that's correct. That's where all the trees are.
That'll be another cost. Oh, we can't do it. So we got to do the roof before we do this.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm all about it. It's just
then you start compromising the roof. We have a big problem with our public schools.
Yeah.
One of them in particular.
So you want to table it until next month when we have a chance to look at it and we can ask the man or woman to come in to talk to us?
Yeah, I would love for somebody to come out and give us a... I mean, I got people that sell solar power, solar panels too. They're a dime a dozen. They're everywhere.
Yeah.
Now, it's just like this. If we're going to do one, we should have gotten three bids or three offers on who's going to give us a better deal.
Correct.
So we could look into that. Yeah, why not?
All right. So is there a motion to table till next month?
I'll make a motion to table the solar conversation till next month.
Is that here? Okay. And any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. So, all right. So now we're at the laundry room lease. Did everyone have a chance to look at this? I know she said number four is not applicable. I'm not sure what that means. And number 13 is not applicable. I don't really feel competent to lead a discussion on this.
Whose idea was this?
Well, Dory put the packet together, so it must be. I mean, sometimes the leases expire, and you know, we can upgrade to a nicer washing machine. Or
so we're talking about the actual washer and dryer.
Right. We don't own them. We lease them.
We lease them.
So this has to do with the lease. I'm assuming what this means is that they're well, I don't know. This laundry lease was made the 17th day of November 23. So if it's a year lease,
we have time.
We would have time. Oh, terms of the lease shall be for a period of eight years. So I'm not sure why it can't. I don't know. I'll have to ask Dory tomorrow.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
We'll ask tomorrow why it was in here. Since it doesn't seem to be expiring, I think it's still good. All right, so we're going to pass So I have a, can I have a motion to table this?
Yeah, I'll make a motion, and after the, if you have that discussion with her,
mm-hmm.
Let me know. I see there's some phone numbers on here.
Yeah.
I can reach out on top of everyone else. I can reach out and see what, try to get, figure this out.
All right. Is there a second?
Second.
Oh, thank you.
Phone call, I got.
Discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Okay, so now we're at Ms. Reagan?
No.
No?
Danny has some maintenance
issues. Oh, I'm sorry, Danny.
Oh, that's right.
Your maintenance issues.
Yeah, getting to the plan. I got to start writing notes. So I had a little, I came over earlier today, as I discussed, to check on the guys and some of the work. They're both doing phenomenal craftsmanship. Everything looks really nice. However, they did inform me we have five, and this is just a little wish list, I guess, but it still needs to get done. And one of the lots that we're going to change from over there, we'll utilize it for one of these.
Okay.
We have five furnished rooms that are not really, they don't lock. So anyone could go in there and tamper with it, take parts, take the copper, take the wire. I know, knock on wood, nothing happened. However, it's easy to get into.
Oh, yeah.
So there's five of them that, you know, the wish list is to maybe replace them with keys and mm-hmm. be able to, the maintenance people could open them. The guys also have three storage/tools rooms where they keep tools and any other extra materials that sometimes when I've gone, especially the one over by City Hall, they have to jiggle the keys and play with it because they're all old or very cheap at home people. They're not made to last more than possibly 3 to 5 years. So those, like to see if we could replace those three. Again, we got the Calvary account and we'll be trying to, like I said, move the one over those two to one of these and then just replace whatever. Now, I'm seeing, and I know I'm jumping ahead, however, I just saw that we have five units that still need to be turned.
Mm-hmm. It's actually six, right?
Six, I'm sorry. There's six units that need to be turned. And I was talking to the guy, they have enough flooring to do, because don't like buying things at the last second. They have possibly enough to do two units. We have six. So that leaves us short for four. So that makes a difference now, like the discussion we were having. I think we should advise, order the pallets like Mr. Hector did. It will give us enough to possibly finish the rest of the units. Home Depot, I did my homework, is the cheapest if you buy it by the bulk. Yeah. If I buy like 50 or more, you can't beat them. I believe it was somewhere in $50, $52 to $55, versus the cheapest I found in like a flooring liquidator was $60. However, the same ones I'm getting for $55 is really like $62. They dropped a couple bucks if you're buying by the bulk. So I think we need to order those floorings to be able to finish these six turnovers. Also, they're going to need the baseboard to finish these turnovers. They don't have enough baseboard. That's that. And then they're also, they need a couple 20 GFI outlets. As they're turning over the department, all the outlets and light switches are being replaced with the plates. The reason he mentioned it, GFIs are a lot more expensive than the regular traditional 99-cent one. They range between $15 to $25 each. So we need to get some of those. Also, I reached out to a contractor and they're spending $180 for an 8-foot countertop, right? From that $180, now we got to pay the guy to cut that countertop. Once they cut the countertop, now they got to add the end caps. Once they add the end caps, they got to put the build up in the bottom because it's not a true inch and a half thick. So we're spending about $215, $220 for that countertop installed. I have a contractor that just will do countertops for us, a true inch and a half, better quality. I'm looking for his email. And it'll roughly be the size. So it's nice. The guys won't have to cut it. It'll be cut. They say 5 foot, 2 inches and three quarters. It'll be 5 foot, 2 inches and three quarters. End caps will be all done. Separate backsplash so it makes it easier to cut the sink. And his proposal for roughly a 6 foot section, because it's roughly most 6 feet or under, plus the small guy, is $237. So 2 week turnaround for the extra $17 to get better quality. I think this is the way to go.
It frees up time
from the guy going to have people. They send them a text. I need this. This color.
It's worth the 17. You know,
it's worth it. I didn't even think about it with the time of going to pick it up and bring it back.
That's
I told them today that today was our meeting. I did not forget about him. I just need your guys' approval to say, hey, yep, let's start buying it from them. This is them. I think it's going to save some time. That was one of the other ones I. Also, they requested to see if we could get them one of the flooring laminate cutters. That's going to save them a lot of time instead of trying to score it or use a jigsaw blade. It's going to speed it up. The flooring cutter is about $180. And then we need to order cabinets for apartments. There's a lot. Apartment 72, the cabinets were all shot.
Yeah.
So we need to order cabinets or purchase the cabinets from Home Depot. Replace what we had there. I have a picture of the diagram if anyone wants to see it. And then they're running short or low on cleaning supplies, where I'm also proposing instead of them going to Home Depot, buying the small spray, just buy that BJ, buy it by the bulk, buy it by the gallon, and hopefully that'll last them a little bit longer. Because I don't know, I've gone into some of these apartments and the amount of elbow grease and cleaning supplies they got to use, it's in my head, sometimes I'd rather just trash it and buy a new one, but it's not cheaper to just clean it. So they run through cleaning supplies quickly. So
Danny, do you think we could purchase all of that for around $5,000?
You took the number out of my head. That's what I was rambling about. again, what I'll do is, I think I'm on tomorrow. I'll try to see about going to Home Depot, figure out the flooring in the cabinet. Next way, at least that'll be ordered and hopefully delivered. I'm not playing with these guys go over there. No, we got to charge because when you spend over a certain amount, they do free delivery.
Yeah, right.
So, and then the flooring cutter. And then I'll try to talk to Calvert as well. Yeah, and hopefully I could try to make it work.
Mm-hmm. We got to get the turnovers done.
Oh, absolutely.
And when I saw it six, I'm like, we talked that. We were thinking it was two. And I'm like, no, you're six.
Yeah.
So I think this is now, it became we need it.
It's because been between four and six for a long time.
It has, I was going to say, last month it was six turnovers. So.
Yeah.
So
they're averaging. So what I'm noticing, because I've been checking up on them periodically, it also depends on how bad the unit is. Right? There's some units that is the trash. The walls, they're so yellow, it takes two coats of Kiehl's primer just to even kill smell. Mm-hmm. And then it'll take them 2-3 hours to clean a refrigerator, 2-3 hours to clean the stove. So they might spend a day on just cleaning appliances, not even counting cleaning the cabinet. Then they got to remove all the old baseboard, right? And then the flooring. And then, clean the AC. They go in there with a toothbrush or whatever, and they make it look new again.
Even Zuri said today, the two that are done are beautiful.
So they're doing a phenomenal job. However, with it's tough because I think the fastest they've ever done one is 3 weeks.
And the one that took the longest, like six, like the one, I think it was like almost five-ish. But that's, there's the cleaning, there's the painting, there's changing all the light fixtures, mm-hmm. all the outlets, the plates, the flooring alone.
I guess.
Then the baseboard, the painting, waiting for the paint to dry, mm-hmm. the installing of the countertops. These guys are even getting savvy, and I like it because if one cabinet over here is destroyed, they're saving the doors and the slides. Junior took a door from a cabinet that was broken, but utilized that door at another cabinet in another apartment where the door was broken, but the cabinet was good. Mm-hmm. So they're now swapping things and using and reusing. Mm-hmm. So they just need the, unfortunately, we got scanned or whatever, and now they don't have all the proper equipment to really successfully do it quicker. You know, I can't say their job is still phenomenal,
right.
but I'm trying to see how can we also
speed
it up. Mm-hmm. And the flooring alone, in the one that he's working at, I believe is 72, the one that needs the cabinet, a fairly large unit. There's the kitchen now needs to be replaced. You have a living room, you got a hallway, you got a separate bedroom, and you got a bathroom. You know, the smaller units, I can see. Sometimes people think, it's smaller. It should be quicker. No. Sometimes a smaller one takes longer because it's smaller.
Right.
It's a little bit more tedious. But, yeah, that's all I mean. I don't know if you can. All
right. So, do you want to make a motion that we authorize up to $5,000?
I'll make a motion. We authorize purchasing up to $5,000 on needed supplies for apartment terms.
I'll second that motion. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
All right. So, well, we're still hearing in the turnovers.
Yeah.
We have no Zori or no one superseding or managing these two guys. We need someone to be there, make sure things are getting done. And that's fine. I'm more than happy. If you want to appoint that to me, that's great.
Well, we can't hire somebody.
So, no, that's fine. I just need to know, if use her as an example. Hey, some people, do they normally call Zori or did they call Willie?
Diana. No, we call Diana.
Diana. They call Diana.
Diana does.
So Monday to Friday, from this time to this time, they call Diana.
Correct.
And then anything after hours is an after hour call.
Correct.
Yeah.
Who I guess is going to either call Diana or me. And we'll have to track, but I'll need their phone numbers. We'll need to track them down and send them out.
So, okay. Yes.
Oh, we
have send it to me or whatever. I'm going to check on these guys tomorrow. I might do a lot of this fine stuff tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Remind me too.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right. That was the only other question.
Okay. Okay. So we finished. We made the motion. We did the second. There was no discussion on the motion. So the motion is carried. About buying up to $5,000 in materials for the apartment turnover. So I think, are we done on that? We can move on.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Ms. Reagan, you're next on the agenda.
Okay. I want to address this. I call it a fate predetermination for eviction, which I found out that this wasn't sent to Imagineers or anything. And I guess it was for me to shut up because this happened after I started asking questions about the Section 8. When Imagineers came in, we were told that we had the Section 8 that was, what's the word, that we could move it from any place.
It was going to be portable.
Portable, right. Portable Section 8.
Mm-hmm.
So I think I was probably the only one that really asked questions and went out and did things. So all this started because Zuri said that, oh, you didn't have Section 8 and you never did have that type of Section 8. It's project-based Section 8. I never signed anything for project-based Section 8 because that's not what I was told.
But that's what the units, that's the only Section 8 that those units are approved for.
Well, that's not what we were told.
You were told. I understand.
So we were told that it was portable. Regina gave me her landlord's phone number. I called there about the apartment. And everything, and I called Imagineers, and they told me they would approve it. The reason why I didn't take it, because it's up on the third floor. So this is what we were told. And this is, and then Emma said, I called Emma. I said, okay, Emma, because I was trying to go to Florida. Then they had the storm. I said to Emma, if, you know, how does this work? Do I have a certain amount of time to use the Section 8 or, you know, I lose it or what? She goes, oh, no, whenever you get ready, you call the housing, tell them, give them 30 days notice, and then we will send you a voucher. So I even called Diana and asked her, if I give you my 30 days notice, I can't find an apartment, do I have to move? Because, you know, I was nervous. So they was like, no. So now I called Rosalind, and she said the same thing. But Rosalind wasn't there. She don't know what was said.
Who's Rosalind?
Rosalind is the person that took over Emma Mamadala's place.
Okay.
So anyway, to make a long story short, all of this was absolutely lies. I had to take medication, you know, because of the fact that I got anxiety so bad. I'm 63, I'm handicapped, and here this woman is. She took something that happened when we had a meeting with the four of us was in there. We had a meeting, and the meeting was for only the ones who had a problem with Regina. Zuri never did anything, and then she turned around and she put all these lies in this thing. It's just to a lawyer's office. I want something because this is all lies. I don't want this following me. I don't want to be labeled.
You want it out of your file.
Is there a file?
Is there one?
That's right.
No,
I
would imagine.
Well, I think
no, it can't be a file. If I ask her, I got an email. February 14th, that's when I got my letter. I said, you send me my complaints on her and send me the complaints that she has on me. Never got it. I asked to have a meeting, never had a meeting because of the fact she knew it was lies. They drummed up lies. While they were drumming up lies, I mean, it was ridiculous. They tried to say that I tried to stop service from a person, that I was there when the man closed his eyes. I think I closed the door and he passed. I mean, it's just saying, oh, well, you try to stop service. So it's
what do you mean,
whole,
doctor?
Because Regina's went in there. The man did not want to be in there with her alone. So he called me and told me to come over. When I got to the door, she was like, oh, no, I have to leave. I can't talk to speak, you know, in front of you. I said, fine. I said, John, let her take care of you. I'll be next door. When the sister came, he was upset. And the sister asked, what was the problem? And he said that she wouldn't let me stay. So she said, no, I couldn't stay. But she said, oh, I don't want her here. I don't want her here. Mm-hmm. Then she's telling me a lie on these people. And I called because I'm like, what is going on? I called, and I'm sorry I called because they see my number. They get upset because I was with their brother all the time. It's just a whole bunch of lies. And, you know, and all this stuff is lies. And I was already upset. But then she turned around and sent me this hand-delivered thing. I had food that was spoiled. It took I got a new refrigerator in June. A whole year I went with throwing food out. Anything that hit the back of my refrigerator froze. And my refrigerator couldn't buy ice cream, couldn't buy stuff, the things thawed out. I buy food, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I was standing next to Hector when he told her that we're standing here throwing all the grocery out. And then when I said something to her, she goes, had I known. And I put it in an email and sent it back to her and told her, I was standing next to him when he told you, so you didn't know. So I finally got $100 card to get some more food. She made me show her, I had to show receipts. This is from June now. Thank God I used Instacart a couple of times, so I had some receipts. Then she made me go through some kind of something for the aging. And they're asking me all kinds of questions. And they said, okay, you don't qualify. I mean, it's just a whole bunch of mess. That was my food. And I threw out food for a whole year because they sent that guy, Tony, he said that my freezer wasn't freezing because I had too much food in it. I mean, just stupid stuff. And then I got upset because she came and she hand-delivered me this last page and along with the gift cards. And she added more lies. Regina was talking about me to the aide, which they told me if I sue, they're coming and they will testify. She was pitting people against each other in our community. And it's like, you know, this is crazy. I don't hurt nobody. If I can't help them, I won't be bothered with them. Mm-hmm. And everything that I did to try to help, she kept saying, oh, no, you know, oh, no, you know, why did we had 22 people. She's saying, There was someone there that was hungry. We didn't feed. That was a lie. But Zuri said to me that she did a lot of things that wasn't right, but still yet, she never did anything. So I want all of this stuff to be squashed because I just don't think it's right. I'm sorry. I'm looking for it. I mean, this woman gave me birthday. She gave me birthday cards. She gave me a birthday present. She gave me a little meme with a, you know, and whenever she had something, I was the one running around trying to make it successful. You know, when it got to farmer's market, she didn't go to nobody's place that didn't come out. I went there to do a proxy so they could get their card. I mean, she doesn't know who the people are in the building. One of the guys come in, she says, who are you? I mean, and this, he was the one that stood there in the doorway and heard her say that these people don't like me and I don't care about these people. She said that to Kathy Ducharme. And then you think she's going to come back and work with you? No. So the whole thing of it is that I just want this thing squashed. I hope and pray that the next person that comes in, somebody that knows something about real estate, and you can't tell, I can't tell you how long something's going to take to be done unless I know how to do it. And she does it. I mean, that's my background. I was, I rented out apartments, and they have to know the law. They don't know. We had the last two people knew nothing about real estate law or anything.
Well,
I say that because of the fact of the things that they were doing was not, it wasn't, you know, just common sense. It wasn't, you know.
I mean, that's really not the role of a residential
coordinator. It's not, well, not real estate, but they need to know something about something, not to, you know, it's kind of crazy. You got somebody in there working, doing something, and then the whole time, I've already told you that my I don't have any kind of, I can't get phone calls in my apartment, so I have a home phone. So if you're trying to call one of your workers who's doing a job and you're constantly calling them, and they can't get, you know, you can't get them, you know, it's like, let them do their job.
You don't have service? You don't get service on yourself?
Oh, now I do, but it took some time.
Okay.
So I have T-Mobile now.
Okay.
So I have service. But, you know, so most of everyone there have service. And then when we did come together as a group sitting in the community room, that was the last time. She came out of the office because one person said they couldn't get reception. You know what she said? I'm going to call Channel 8, and I'm going to tell them that these people are dying out here because of the fact that we have no cell tower, and I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do that. Well, everybody got up and walked out of the room, everyone left. I came back, and I just said, you know, not for anything. I don't think you should do that because the people did not die because of that. I spoke to the person. I offered them my phone and my house phone and a cell phone, and he said no, he didn't want it. He was waiting until November 1st. Well, she said, well, if I would have known, I have gone to her and say, you know, could you check on this person because they haven't been out. You know, we need some, didn't care.
Well,
as far as this is concerned, getting to this, the Housing Authority, they did not pursue termination of your
correct. Rent. No.
So they did not do that. The second thing is, or maybe three things, we need to see if there's anything, if there is
anything in my file.
If
yes.
there is.
Tomorrow when we go tomorrow.
Yeah,
we
but
can,
I know,
we can check and see.
I spoke with Rosalind, so
yeah.
She did not have anything. And I spoke with Rosalind, she was good. Rosalind told me to write her a letter, so I'm going to do an affidavit of truth.
And Rosalind's at Imagineer.
Imagineer.
Yeah.
And I'm going to request the Section 8 that I was offered. She told me to do it, and she would submit it. My whole thing of it is that you have to have policies and procedures. You can't just change something and don't notify us. We never had a meeting. We didn't even know who my first, you know, you have to do things accordingly. And this time maybe we can get it.
Yeah.
We can press the release button or whatever and start over.
I think the person who gave you the information initially gave you the wrong information because when we took over, 17 of those units at Steiger were project-based. And the others were not. And so we asked HUD if we could project-base all of them. Now, maybe for the first year, there was a portability. But after the first year, nobody should have told you because my understanding is there was no portability.
Well,
it was project-based.
That's what they told us.
Yeah.
They told
us.
And
we
had
to wait
for
a whole year.
They said you had to wait a year.
Mm-hmm.
Then it was portable for you, for
yeah.
us that were there.
That's right.
So once we moved,
So it would be the apartment.
We were grandfather now.
Once she moved, then it was the apartment.
Which could be the case. Maybe.
Yeah. Well, the whole thing is the fact that Emma Maldonado and I were talking, you know, and I was trusting whatever she said.
Well, sure.
And then when I called back again, the next thing I know, Emma said that Rosalind was going to be taking that position, and that's fine. And so I haven't been able to talk to Emma since. And Jerry wanted to know why was I including her in my email. I was, because she knew what was home. Jerry's the one that told her.
Yeah.
The man that was there, we don't know who he is. And it's the idea that, you know, but for at the time, Rosalind was, but she apologized. And she told me to send her letter. Rosalind did.
Okay, so you're going to send Rosalind
the letter. Yes.
And we'll take, we'll look for a file, or we'll ask her to get it, and we'll take
sure.
this out.
Okay.
And there's no termination of the lease.
No.
And I think it's,
but she put me on probation and all this other kind of stuff. And that's not
And right. I think, personally, if you want to,
I am going to do that.
That's a person who
I am doing it. I want to make sure Derby Housing was not, the city of Derby was not included, because I like my little city, and I didn't want them included in this.
Yeah.
Okay.
And since there's no, they didn't pursue agreement.
Correct.
We
can call Cody and Granillo.
Yeah.
To make sure that this is taken out of
the record. Because they have a copy.
Okay.
All right. So we good?
I'm good.
All right. So subsidized housing coordinators report. Zori's not here, so she's not able to answer questions, but, you know, as we said, there's, how many openings? I know there's four turnovers. We have about, so the wait list is currently closed. I can tell you that. The wait list is closed. It needs to be reopened. We have a little bit over 100 people left on the waiting list. We have six apartments that need to be turned over.
Mm-hmm.
And if I can find the rest of her report, I know that there's people coming in soon. Okay, so here it is. So 70 is awaiting turnover. 101A, turnover is completed, awaiting applicant response. 14, awaiting turnover. 72, turnover completed, letter mailed to the next applicant. Unit 40, awaiting turnover. 25, awaiting turnover. 12, awaiting turnover. 7, awaiting turnover. So we have at least one in every. There's one at Steiger, there's five at CC Manor, and there's three here at Lakeview. And two of them are waiting for people to decide if they want to move here.
So the Steiger one says it's completed, waiting application response.
Right. So there's one.
So there's six that need to get turned over. So there's
correct.
One, two, three that are ready for applicants.
Right. So that's where we are. I really can't answer questions on the financials, but so that kind of takes us to the end. Any questions on the opening? You can stop that. All right. I think there's no need for executive sessions, so we can move to adjournment. Does anybody, it's 7:55. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn at 7:55.
I second it.
Loretta, any discussion on the motion?
I'll make a discussion at this point.
Okay. Hearing no discussion, motion carries. We are adjourned.
Oh, I'm going to hear you.
Do you want to
Okay.
Yeah.